When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to another episode, the Man Up Show with your host, yours truly, Nikita Kolov. And, you know, always a goal of mine, the objective is to have some interviews that, one, you're going to find interesting, but as well would be enlightening and just empowering, hopefully, encouraging, all those wonderful things. And today, we've had this man on before, needed to have him back because he's involved in something that is exciting, and I believe you're going to want to hear about. Joshua Gillum, welcome back to the Man Up Show.
Hey, Nikita, glad to be here with you. Thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, and it's always great to have you. And, you know, you were on a not that long ago. And, of course, we talked about a variety of things because you wear a number of different hats. You're overseeing the Anglican Church. You travel to a lot of different countries, and with the Anglican Church, as a bishop in the Anglican Church, you come down to Man Camp, and of course, we have been traveling that path together for quite a number of years. You come down in staff, and you're so insightful and empowering your and sharing your wisdom and life experiences with all the men who attend Man Camp. And most recently, you've involved yourself in a new business venture, which I'm excited to share with our audience. And so
thank you.
Tell us, first, before we dive into that, just refresh our audience with who Joshua Gillum is. Well, just tell us a little bit about your family and highlight anything else you want to share.
Well, I always have to give honor where honor's due, and I'm just so thankful to the good Lord for lining up my life to where I'm able to wear a lot of the different hats, as you said. And you know, I could not do that without my wonderful, beautiful, supportive wife, Melva. She just is always just right beside me, you know, encouraging me and lifting me up and praying for me. You know, I'm grateful to have a godly woman in my life. And you know, she's helped me with to establish our life the way it is, and I'm very grateful for that. And we have six beautiful children that we love. I have my daughter, Paula, and then I have a niece that is, I consider one of my children also. She, we were her legal guardian as she came into age, and she's with us, Valeria, and then Addison, Manny, Elijah, and Zoe. So you're full quiver with six wonderful children there alongside of our family, supporting us and helping us to meet the goals in the kingdom. And I'm extremely grateful to that. So if I start talking about anything, I have to always start with what allows me to even have the flexibility. And each of my children and my wife, they just allow me to be able to do what I do with their support and their prayers and their love.
Sure.
So I'm extremely grateful there. And then, you know, I am a priest in the Orthodox Anglican Church. have been so since I came into the Orthodox Anglican Church about the year 2013, and have been working locally in the Kannapolis, Concord, Landis area, Rowan and Cabarrus counties of North Carolina. I've been doing that since then. And then last year, as you know, I was set apart as a bishop in the Orthodox Anglican Church. So I'm over Central America, South America, the islands, and then some small parts of Europe to include Italy, Spain, and now expanding into Germany. So I wear a hat as a local priest. I wear a hat as a bishop in the church, and I wear a hat as a husband and father. So I'm extremely grateful that the Lord has allowed me to flourish in these areas and to have the opportunity to minister in those areas. It's not something that I could have ever set up on my own and said, I want to do all of this, you know,
only because
the Lord, you know, opened the doors and opened the paths for me to be able to do that. And then I also count an anchor to my life is being able to serve with you on Man Camp, because that's been so important over these years on different retreats. And now, as the Lord has brought me into a season of serving with you in Man Camp, I consider that a portion of my ministry that's extremely important to me. So praise God that I've got a lot going on, but as we've heard in the past from people, if you want something done, find a busy person to do it, because they keep things going.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Movers and shaker. You are a mover and shaker, Joshua, and so you do get things done. Hey, let me back up just for a moment with Nelva. And of course, as you just mentioned, you know, all of your travels. And does she ever travel with you, or she mainly stay home, you know, raise them babies of yours, or does she get that opportunity?
Yeah, she has stayed home and kept that going for us, you know, the home life going as I've been traveling. I think last year I kept a really good total, and last year I was out of the country or traveling nationally or internationally 67 days. And she only went with me on a very, very few of those items. And they were normally what she traveled with me on was the things that were, you know, within, you know, two or three states from North Carolina. So she does not or has not in the past been able to travel to like Colombia, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, Italy with me, just because we still have a 10-year-old daughter, Zoe,
and a
15-year-old son, Elijah Blue. So because of that, she, you know, I go out and hunt and gather for the kingdom of God, and she stays home and tends the fire, and I'm extremely grateful for her prayers as I'm gone. The running joke is she always asks me as I'm packing, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? Are you ready to go? And then as soon as I get out of the driveway, she calls me and says, when are you going to be back?
When are you coming back? I already miss you, right? And now she's Central or South America?
She is from Mexico, so North American country.
Okay.
And so she's from about 2 hours north of Acapulco, in a place called La Costa Chica, the small coast of in the state of Guerrero. So she's from the land of heat and hot.
I hear
no
you.
No winter, all summer, all year.
Summer year round. And of course, you speak fluid Spanish in addition to eloquent English, right?
That's it. Well, you know, I would like to say that my English is eloquent, but the truth is I did take English in a trailer behind A.L. Brown High School in Kannapolis. So.
So you've got a Southern English upbringing.
That's exactly right. But you know, my Spanish is, I can't claim total fluency. I mean, there are some areas of Spanish that I would, you know, if you put me into certain environments, if you put me into an auto mechanic shop, I mean, obviously I don't work with hand tools a whole lot. So if I had to pull out, you know, how do I say wrench in Spanish, I'd have to learn a little new vocabulary for that area. But as far as communicating and speaking Spanish. My Spanish is probably 95% fluency, but there would be some areas that I would have some struggles in, just like I would have struggles in English. If you put me into a nuclear facility, I wouldn't be able to handle that vocabulary.
Right. And it's well documented. I struggle with Russian. So just for the record, I struggle with Russian. I was with Lex Luger recently. He spoke at a men's breakfast at Charles Stanley's church, Atlanta First Baptist. So over 400 men showed up. Wow. And he insisted I tell the story of the woman who came up at an autograph signing and started speaking Russian. And of course, it upset her that I wasn't really from Russia, you know. So being married to Nelva, though, that's had to have helped you and enhance your Spanish, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, my degree, my undergrad was a double major in Spanish and a major in what we would call a concentration in Spanish and music, because I was a musician as I was came into college in my college years. But so I did speak Spanish. I had spent some time in Costa Rica, about 4 months. I majored in Spanish, and I had worked for the Mexican embassy right out of college for about 2 years. So I was the assistant to the consul of Mexico. So that's the consular section of the embassy of Mexico in the United States. They had an office in Charlotte. So I was able to negotiate Spanish, to get around in Spanish, you know, a little bit more than just your basic Spanish. But when I met Nelva, I say I really learned how to speak Spanish defending myself from her.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But when you're put into a situation where you speak Spanish every day, day in and day out, it really is what solidifies it. So, here we are 23 wonderful years of marriage later. And if I have said 10,000 words to her in English in those 23 years, that would probably be the max, because we speak exclusively Spanish to one another, and she speaks she speaks Spanish and English at home to the children. Just depends upon which child that she's speaking to. Some of them have more fluency than others, but they all can understand and negotiate the language. But yeah, our household is, it could be Spanish or English or some mix of the two.
what a great opportunity for the children to grow up bilingual, right? Or who knows, even more languages. So,
When you look at Paula and Paula, Manny, Valeria, and Zoe, the four of them, they all spoke Spanish before they spoke English. Addison and Elijah spoke English before they spoke Spanish. So it just depends on what the dynamic was and where we were in our life and how we planted language. But yes, but all of them are bilingual and with different struggles of their own, because, you know, they're in the U.S. and,
sure,
and they're using English more than they are Spanish, but they all can survive. If they're dropped off in the middle of Mexico, they'll be able to eat and find the bathroom for
right,
sure.
Right. Baño, is that bad?
Baño, yeah.
Hey!
You can eat.
Well, at least go to the bathroom. But hey, for the records, I believe 3 years of Spanish, and I can count to 10. That's about as far as I get.
That's good, man. That's good. You know, I can remember when my daughter Paula first came to the U.S. She was 3 years old, and as she learned English, Spanish was her first language, when she began to learn English, I can remember at some point when she was just a little bit older, she said, "Well, all Americans can say hola, uno, dos, tres."
Right. Exactly.
Everybody speaks a little Spanish.
That's right. That's right. See. All right. Well, let's shift gears here. And let's talk about health and wellness and what you're doing in addition to all these other things.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today. Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
You know, I'm reminded, I think towards the beginning of the year, you embarked. Of course, one of the things we emphasize at Man Camp and talk about is our physical bodies, you know, the temple of God, right? 1 Corinthians 19 and 20 talks about, you know, do you not know that your body's the temple and houses the Holy Spirit? It's not your own. It's paid for by the blood of Jesus on the cross. And so really it's his, and we're to honor him with that. Romans 12:1, we're to offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice. I mean, there's a number of scriptures that make reference to the physical body. And so, you know, we emphasize that. Lex does a great teaching at Man Camp on health and wellness and all those aspects of exercise and eating and nutrition and supplementation. And of course, back in his day, I think Josh, he's the only guy that had less body fat than me in that certain era that we were a part of, the golden era of wrestling. I was about 8% body fat. He was about 4% body fat.
Amazing.
I've seen
the pictures. I know.
Yeah.
And you guys were just stacked up.
No yeah. Doubt. Yeah. You pack on 270 pounds on his frame. And so it is pretty amazing. So, but you embarked earlier in the year. You made a decision, you wanted to get healthier and embarked on a path to, you know, to do that. And I've been amazed in watching your journey in that time. And in fact, I just pulled something up. You had sent me a recent snapshot, this past September, of how many yards, how many laps, and how many minutes, and how many calories burned in your swimming endeavor on your Sabbath swim. Tell us what prompted you to you know, to want to get healthy and want to take care of your temple.
Well, I have to just give credit where credit was due. And the truth is that after spending so many weeks with Man Camp, so many weeks with in that situation where we were talking about health, we were talking about the temple, we were talking about, you know, making these gentle changes, finding the diet that fits and do those things that fits us. And doing those things, it really just began to sink in. And it didn't sink in the first time. You know, I mean, that's why I am, you know, a proponent of really, you know, go and experience, go and serve when it comes to, you know, retreats. You get to have the experience when you're on it, but then serving it, you get to solidify everything that's taught. And that doesn't matter what retreat we're talking about. But
right. But
Man Camp really did that for me, because it was really this one portion of the focus was really on the temple, on the body, on being healthy, on longevity, on being able to be active in the kingdom for a long time. So you know, that really began to kind of season the whole conversation down deep inside of my heart. And then you and I have another good friend that's Brady Schmitz, and you know, he was constantly on the backside of that. He was always talking to me about, hey, you know, you can do this, you know, you can make some changes, and so that took place. And then really, I want to just tell you the truth about what caused me to really put my hand to the plow and not look back, as I was in my kitchen, and I had tried the diet so many times. I'd done so many things, and it just was not working. And I had said in front of my wife and my son, I said, you know, I've really got to this week make a change. And that was on February the 26th. And my son said, here we go again. And that just really hit me right in my heart. And then he was standing, and you know, Addison's, you know, works outside. He's very fit, you know, and everything. And he said, you'll never look like this. And I looked at him and I said, I want to say thank you for putting that challenge on my plate, because it lit a fire inside of me. And on top of that, just a few weeks earlier, he had said to me, I want you to do better because I'm afraid you're going to die. You know, I mean, and he knows I'm going to die, but he didn't want me to die before I die, you know.
Right.
He wants you going home to the Lord.
Right.
But he wanted, you know, he was just verbalizing, I want you to be here with your best life for longevity.
That's good.
And I appreciated, you know, I mean, as you know, he went to man camp with me, and you know, he grabbed a hold of his manhood, and he grabbed hold of the cross, and you know, he's a faithful believer, and he really just spoke to me like a man. And
right.
And I was appreciative of it, because what it made me do was it made my why get really big, really fast. And so that was where I drew the line in the sand, and I said, from here, I will not go back.
And
I began to take steps, and I did not take every step at once. I eased into it one thing at a time, and I started picking up the pieces of, and as we can talk about later, I started picking up the pieces of diet, nutrition, and then I picked up the pieces of exercise and activity, and then I picked up the pieces of bioidentical hormone therapy, helping me to replace what had gone away with age, as I'm now 50 years old. And those three pieces together were like a volcano exploding in my life that allowed me to have the energy and the drive and the focus and what I would call as the next steps. The reason people procrastinate is because they don't know the next step to take.
Right.
So that's what spawned it on me, Peter. That's what.
Well, it's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. So in thinking about, well, considering that, or thinking about that, okay. I'm like I said, I'm looking at your results where, and I want to get to the new business you've launched, but, just summarize that to say you started out around 250 pounds. You're down to about 213 pounds now. You started out not being able to swim too many laps when it came to exercise. And the latest, some of the latest results you sent me were you swam 113 laps in 61 minutes and 2,825 yards. I mean, pretty amazing results. And but that, so that led you into launching this new business and partnering with a doctor friend of yours. So let's take our last few minutes, start with what is that business. Let's just start with what it is, and then I'll go from there.
Perfect. Well, yeah, as you know, earlier this year I began hormone replacement therapy with a good friend of mine, Dr. Guy Dom. He's a specialist in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and he had a business, Armor Medical, that he was moving forward and growing, and it was getting to that point where you know, he's really a fine, excellent, incredible doctor. The business side of things was it was growing at a rate that the process wasn't there. So he and I began to pray together and talk together and look at the model together from February until about September of this year. And September this year, we locked arms and we felt the leading of the Lord, and we knitted our hearts together in the business for Armor Medical, and now we're working that together, doing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is a fancy way for the average Joe to say, testosterone, thyroid, DHEA, you know, everything that our bodies, as they age, begin to lose. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy comes in and says, let's replace so that you can have that optimum life that you had in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah, well, amazing. And I know you got you opened a brand new office in Kannapolis, North Carolina. You got offices in Florida and Utah. Who should consider hormone replacement therapy?
Well, you know, that is always a good question. So for me, the way that we approach it and the process that I put in place since I've come on as its CEO is we're not trying to do just a broad paintbrush of everyone needs hormone replacement therapy, even though I do have that opinion. Everyone should know what they need. They should know where they're at. But we are really lab-driven. We want to, if someone says, hey, I began to feel the effects of age, I feel like I'm not as strong as I was, I don't have muscle recovery like I used to have, I don't have the energy, I don't have the focus, I don't have the drive, I'm tired in the afternoons, libido's down, we can get into all different kinds of things on that side. So if that's the case, then the question is, what has changed? And the way that you know what has changed is by having your blood work done. Your blood work tells the tale. So I would say my question would be is, why wouldn't anyone get blood work done to know where their levels are at?
Right.
Because if the blood work comes back and everything's good except for this one little piece of the puzzle, well, guess what? There's only one little piece of the puzzle to touch.
It's good.
If the blood work comes back and everything's good, well, there's nothing to touch. But then we would ask the question, okay, what's happening systemically that's causing you to have whatever the effect is that you're wanting to address?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I would say who needs to investigate hormone replacement therapy? Everyone. Who needs it? Those whose labs say they need it.
Okay.
That's it.
And that
is an honest way to handle this industry with integrity. Because I think that there's so many places, I know there's so many places. I could go online today, I could fill out a testosterone quiz about, you know, where am I at? They would come back and say, it appears that your testosterone is low. They would send me a mouth swab thing. They'd swab my mouth. I'd send that in. They'd give me some results that would talk about my testosterone, and they would put me on testosterone, but that's the only piece of the puzzle they're looking at. We know that the best lab is blood work. Blood work tells the tale. And when you have blood work done, you pull these huge labs, then you know what is really up and how to help someone live their best life.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
There you go. Well, that's sounds like solid advice. Solid advice to be able to really get the ball rolling, you might say, or get somebody started on taking a look at their health and where they should go and what they should be doing, right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
So where can we're almost out of time, but I want to know where people can find out more about what you're doing and research this some more. So is there a website or where can they go, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. Armour Medical, which is armurmedical.com is our website. They can go there. They can see anything that they need to see about the program, the process. It'll give a full rundown of everything that we do at Armour Medical. It's armurmedical.com. They can always call me directly, 1-800-735-0474. My job is to have conversations about health. So I want to hear the story. I want to see what the concern is, and I just want to partner with people to let them live their best life ever. And, you know, and my focus is not just about the health, but it's also about the kingdom. If I can ignite men's hearts and bodies for the Lord and give them back their health to the best of our ability with Dr. Guy Dom as the specialist in this, we believe that we can impact the kingdom. So it's not just about business. It's not just about hormones. It's really, really much bigger than that. And I would like to just tell you one quick portion of that.
Yep, we're almost out of time, so for it.
So, I mean, this weekend, met a guy talking about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. he bowed his knee in the office and gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ right there.
Well,
so I believe the Lord's doing something so much bigger than just testosterone,
right,
libido, or energy, or clarity. It's really about the kingdom.
Right. Absolutely. It's overall health and wellness. And I know some of our Man Camp alumni are already clients. And so, well, always a pleasure, always a privilege to have you on the show. And I can't think, honestly, I can't think of a better way to close the show than testifying that somebody in your office surrendered their life to Jesus. At the end of the day, these bodies are temporary, right?
Yeah.
We said it's a temple, but these bodies are temporary. There will be a day when those who are Jesus Christ followers will receive that glorified body. But until that time, I'm convinced there's a mandate for all of us to be good stewards of everything, including our physical bodies. And so, amen. Joshua Gillum, a man of many hats, impacting God's kingdom, impacting the community, man. I appreciate you coming on and sharing,
you,
and looking forward to hearing more testimonies of all the people that you're going to be helping here in the future, okay?
Amen. So, thank you, Nikita. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for tuning in, dialing in to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. You never know what you're going to hear here. Go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.